you also feel supported and you have this vision that you will be successful. So that's this idea that this guy was speaking about and saying inside of that community, in our community, in the Fitness Fix community, you have willpower because you have support, you have accountability, you have structure, all of those great things. The reason why you're here and the reason why you know this will help you get to where you wanna go. And for that reason, it is easier to get to where you wanna go. But then we have this other side of it, the outside. When the call ends, your kid needs something. Somebody at work needs you to be on your computer for 3 hours. You have a bunch of different responsibilities you have to attend to. That's the outside. And in the outside, and this was the part that I thought was cheesy, but I kind of loved it. He said, forget willpower. You have to have do power. It's not about the will. It's not about the wanting to just go ahead and hope and wish and pray, because we know that's not going to help the pounds come off the scale or the clothes fit differently or you hit a PR in the gym. It's the doing. It's what I talk about a lot with your behaviors and with your action steps.
Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
Hey, Fix listeners, welcome back to our latest episode of the Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Huber, and I can't believe we're already into our second week of November. That means the holiday season is just around the corner. Thanksgiving is coming up. So many people reside to pushing their fitness goals, pushing their nutrition goals, pushing their physique goals to January because they're anticipating a lot more challenges around having holiday work parties, happy hours, family get-togethers, holidays that truly do center around food. And I have some good news for you guys. This episode is going to help put you into the best headspace possible to be successful during this holiday season, during this. I also want to let you in on a little preview. I'm not going to give you all the details just yet because we are going to drop the information next week in our following episode, but we are doing a little challenge partnered up with one of our gyms locally in Jersey, The Lift in Point Pleasant. The cool news is we're going to actually spread it even to our one-on-one clients inside of the Fitness Fix program, which means, you know, I'm going to be talking about it on social media, which means if you are a listener of this show or a follower on Instagram, then you can jump in on it too. And all I'm going to say is it's not your typical fitness or nutrition challenge in that it's not centered around losing weight. It's more around showing up as your best self and managing during the holidays, but that's all I'm going to say on it now. I want to just put the little teaser out there, let you guys know that something fun is coming. And I have a second update. We are super close to kicking off our Black Friday special for the Fitness Fix. And we are running a promotion that we haven't done in a little while. We did do it one other time in the last year, did it in the spring. So it's been over 6 months since I've had this promo. And if you've been around here for a minute, you might be able to guess what it is. All I will tell you right this second in this intro for this episode is that somebody, a very lucky winner, is going to win more than a few months of totally free coaching with us. And I also have a really exciting team announcement to attach along with that big Black Friday celebration. So many good things that we're cooking up here at the Fitness Fix. I'm excited. We're going to end 2023 so strong, but we have even more planned for 2024. And I feel like we're just beginning. Like every single week I sit down to record a podcast episode, specifically the intro. And, you know, my voice is still a little bit hoarse. If you guys heard from my last couple episodes, I've been recording in between coming back from a conference and I was clearly doing way too much talking while I was there. But I feel like we're really hitting our stride here and getting our message out to new people, to people who need it, to people who really want to hear it. But all fun things. Just did, if you missed the last few episodes, not this last episode, but the one right before, we just kicked off a fun little celebration of 3 years of the Fitness Fix business. And we are picking a winner for that. By the time this episode comes out, I will likely have selected the winner. But that also means we're coming up on 3 years of the podcast's birthday in December. So we have a couple more weeks until the official date. It's like right before Christmas. You know I'm going to do something fun to acknowledge that too. So stay in the loop here because you just might get yourself some free swag and some good coaching stuff because we have so many exciting things that are happening in November and December, which is fun for the fitness space because I feel like this time of year, like I said when I opened this up, everybody's kind of like, let's just kick the can down the road till January. But not here at the Fitness Fix. That's not how we do it. And like I said, this episode is going to help you attack that mindset. Now, as you'll hear when I set this up, this is one of those episodes that I previously recorded during a Tuesday night meeting with our Fitness Fix one-on-one clients. If you're new around here, welcome first. We get together every Tuesday night with our one-on-one clients for a group call to really cultivate our community, to help the other women in our community see that, hey, we're acknowledging you. Like, we see you, we hear you. You can find support, not just from our awesome coaching staff, but from the other women inside this program who are at similar ages and stages of life, who have struggled to lose weight, gain muscle, find a good relationship with food, navigate eating out, navigate holidays, and hear it right from them. Because as much as I could sit here and be the expert, I just think there's something to be said for having that connection and the hope that it creates for the vision for somebody else who's like, hey, I want these things too, but they feel really difficult for me to achieve. So that's what we cultivate inside of our weekly Tuesday night calls. They get me so fired up every single week. I even said it to my clients when we recorded this episode. I was like, I just have such a sense of, I know I keep saying exciting excitement, but just a sense of pride, but I'm fired up. Like, I feel super motivated, jazzed up, whatever word, adjective you want to use to describe it, as soon as we end these calls. And that's because inside of our community, there's so much support. It's honestly way easier to be successful. And that makes sense. That's how it should be. But that's also tricky. And that's what we're going to get into. This idea that I learned at this conference I went to a couple weeks back, willpower versus do power. And the concept just basically centers on when you're in an environment where people are really encouraging you to get after something, to lose the weight, to change your physique, to maintain a fitness routine, to start a fitness routine, or maybe it's not even fitness related. It can be career related. It can be something in your personal relationships. When you're in an environment where everyone else operates that way, where everyone else is pumped up about it, it's very easy, arguably, or it's, let's say, relatively more easy to get to where you want to go. But then we have the world. We have the rest of our environment. We have the situations, what I typically call the headwinds, that get in the way from us getting our results. It's the life stuff that's happening. It's the life transitions that we touched on in last week's episode. It's never about it. Most people that work with us, it's not about them not understanding, hey, I need to eat more protein. Like, they get that. Do they need a little structure and nudge around, well, how much protein? Yeah, 100%. But they can figure out that in a few weeks' time. And the reason why they stay inside of our program for over a year, in most cases, the average Fitness Fix client spends at least 12 to 18 months with us, if you're ever wondering that. It's because they know life is going to throw other things their way, and they're constantly having to execute on what I heard from this keynote referred to as do power, meaning there's other things that are going to be thrown in as roadblocks, and it's not about willing yourself to do it. It's about actually executing on it, which we know that's the hard part. That's the contrast. That's the polarity between the hard and the easy piece. It's not the information. It's not needing more education. Yes, you do need to learn more about food. But once you get that info, you then have to decide to do something with it. That's it. So before I go any further in this introduction and spoil the rest of the episode, I'm going to let you guys right into it. But as I said, previously recorded Tuesday night meeting, we've been getting a ton of feedback on the podcast. I can see it in the ratings. You guys really like listening to these, which I think is awesome. So if you have any questions, or maybe you even want me to do a lecture inside of that group setting for our clients and get to hear their take on it. I think a lot of people appreciate our clients' take, not just me talking on it. And you want to hear a specific topic, you know what to do. Shoot me a DM over at the Krista Huber or at the fix.official pod. I'd love to hear what's on your mind. I'd love to be able to address it. And yeah, just fun stuff coming down the pipe for the rest of this year. So don't miss it. And with that, welcome to another episode of the Fix Podcast.
Over the weekend, for those of you who didn't see my post in Geneva, but I was posting a lot on Instagram, I went to a conference called Build Your Brand Live. And it was one of the first conferences that I've actually been to since being in the online coaching space in general, even like since I really pursued nutrition coaching as more of a career path versus group fitness. that wasn't specifically geared towards fitness and nutrition. Like everything I've done in the past, when I go to some kind of continuing education type thing, as you guys could guess, like the same way Sam or Katie might go to something, or even Carly might go to something that's really specific to your career, I normally did the same thing. I would go to like some kind of event that was like, you know, a bunch of speakers talking about nutrition topics, supplements, a new type of workout programming. I've been to things in Boston a few times. Like I went to an event 2 years ago where I learned the mechanics of running, and like, I don't even run. So like, I never necessarily like would put that into practice. And I don't think you guys necessarily care too much about that. But where I'm going with this is I had no idea what to expect at this event, because I know that I love podcasting. I know that I love posting on Instagram. I know that that obviously is a way that we've grown the Fitness Fix community and continue to like spread the messages that we're focused on in all of those areas and on all of those platforms. So on the front end of it, I was like, this is going to be great. I'm going to get like all these different tools. And specifically, this event was actually about artificial intelligence. So as a complete aside, if anyone wants to learn more about AI, I learned a ton about it this weekend. It's fascinating stuff. I had some really interesting conversations about it. It can apply to any career, anything, even your personal life, if you want to do things faster. So if you want to ask me about that on our next call, I'm very like intrigued by it. I'm kind of nerding out about it, but it will just make your life way more efficient. And I'm excited to implement it with a lot of you guys in ways that you might not even realize I'm going to use it, but how to make your experience here even better. However, the one takeaway that I had from being there that I just didn't expect, but I should have expected knowing the way my brain works, is a lot of the speakers who presented, while they were talking mostly about branding and how to share your message and how to make people know who you are, and this idea of how to be seen, a lot of what they were talking about 100% applies to nutrition. And one of those things that I kind of took for granted, to be honest, was there were a lot of people at this conference who want to start businesses or want to grow businesses. And when I tell you they are afraid, I mean, they are deathly afraid to post on social media. And as somebody who feels like they more or less grew up with a phone always in their hand, I have never had that fear. Like it just never occurred to me. I feel like I grew up with Instagram. I feel like I grew up with Facebook. And I mean, even kids younger than us, like I'm sure a lot of you guys feel this way about your own children. Those of you who have kids on the call, like they could probably operate an iPad when you barely knew how to use the computer, right? So our technology has just sped up so fast, so quickly. And I never really thought about it, but the number of people that were talking to me that I was connecting with who are in their 50s, 60s, even late 40s, trying to navigate Instagram, asking me how I do stuff, just put a lot into perspective. And one of the guys that came to speak, he was an interesting guy and he was in the real estate business. So he was more so talking about certain tactics that have worked well in his industry, but he was also trying to show us how to show up differently on social media and how to just basically help you grow a following. He had something like over 1 million followers. I think he has the most followers of any person in the real estate space on Instagram. So obviously the guy knew a few things about how to grow a social platform and how to grow a brand. But there was one thing he said that the minute I heard it, I couldn't stop thinking about nutrition and I couldn't stop thinking about fitness. So I wrote it down, I took some notes, and I came up with a few different things that I want to talk to everybody in this group about over the next few weeks. I'm definitely going to turn a few of these into a podcast episode because I think it's just taking that shift of like, how can I think about things in my day-to-day life and how can they apply to some of the roadblocks or challenges that we face in our fitness and nutrition routines, and the roadblocks and challenges that actually prevent us from getting the goals that we really want. And he said something that I thought it was like a little bit cheesy, but it was a really good point, and I'm going to share it with all of you. And then I want us to kind of talk about it. So he said, inside of your community, and by community, he meant the room that we were in at the time, you have something called willpower. And what he meant by this idea of willpower is, think about it like this. I went to this event. I'm sitting in this room. All these people are in there talking about social media and marketing and branding, and they're really fired up. And if you've ever been in an environment when you're trying to like reach a new goal or achieve something new, you probably get really excited and you feel like if you're the person who's afraid to post on Instagram, I guarantee that after the first day of you sitting in that room and being a part of that community at that event, you weren't afraid anymore because you saw all these people around you doing it and crushing it. And you saw how excited somebody like myself is getting about it. And it gives you that excitement and that motivation to go back to what Amanda was addressing earlier, to actually go out and do the thing. And the part that he said that really stuck with me was he said, it's easy in that environment. And so I started thinking about the Fitness Fix. I started thinking about our community that we've created inside of here. And our Tuesday calls are a perfect example. I don't know about you guys, but every time I get off these calls on Tuesday night, I can't go to bed right away because I'm like fired up. And I know I probably am more excited than the average person because this is my group and community, but like, and I could talk about nutrition for 3 hours straight. I've literally had so many calls today and I feel like I still have 7 more things I want to do. But I think we can all agree that if you had a bad weekend or maybe your Monday didn't go off to a really great start, by the time we get to Tuesday, if you show up to these calls, you're probably in a little bit better headspace. You're probably feeling a little bit better about the plan that you committed to executing on. At the very least, when you get my check-in videos back, or when we do a benchmark call once a month, or if you're newer to the program and we're in those first 4 weeks and we're sitting down every single week, I'm pretty positive that when you end that Zoom with me, you feel excited about what you're going to go do. You also feel supported and you have this vision that you will be successful. So that's this idea that this guy was speaking about and saying inside of that community, in our community, in the Fitness Fix community, you have willpower because you have support, you have accountability, you have structure, all of those great things. The reason why you're here and the reason why you know this will help you get to where you want to go. And for that reason, it is easier to get to where you want to go. But then we have this other side of it, the outside. When the call ends, your kid needs something. Somebody at work needs you to be on your computer for 3 hours. You have a bunch of different responsibilities you have to attend to. That's the outside. And in the outside, and this was the part that I thought was cheesy, but I kind of loved it. He said, forget willpower. You have to have do power. It's not about the will. It's not about the wanting to just go ahead and hope and wish and pray, because we know that's not going to help the pounds come off the scale or the clothes fit differently, or you hit a PR in the gym. It's the doing. It's what I talk about a lot with your behaviors and with your action steps. And for that reason, when you leave this community, whether that's like figuratively in the sense that we hang up our Tuesday call and then you're off on your own for the next several hours, but obviously, you know, you can message me. So it's not like you're really on your own. Or when you literally leave this community, when you're done with this program, when you decide that you're ready to take a stab at it solo, it's harder. And it's harder because you have a lot of what we could call headwinds or other responsibilities or different factors, different facets of your day, different events that happen to you, like we were talking about on last week's call with our life transitions, that just quite simply make it that much harder to do the doing part, like to actually execute on the things that you want to do. So without me saying more about what I think about that, I just want you guys to sit with that for a second and kind of hear your reactions to it. My first question, you can answer any of these, but this is what I want to lay out and then take these last 15 minutes to discuss as a group. One, just how do you feel about anything I just said? Two, do you agree with this statement that inside of this community, we create a lot of willpower, but then as like a 2A or a 3, if we want to create it a separate question, do you also agree that it's harder? And if you do agree that it's harder, what should we do about it? What's our solution? Because we're coming in here to make actual change. So we're not just going to sit here and be like, oh, well, hopefully we'll figure it out. I want everybody to leave this call feeling like that if you feel stuck in the will phase, not the do phase, how can we get you to the do phase? So that was a lot. Any way you want, guys want to attack it, but hopefully those questions kind of prompt something and anybody can just unmute themselves and jump in.
I really liked the part where you said like it's not just like the willing, it's like the doing. Because even when we do like the 9 promises, it's like, your coach can't want this more than you do because they can't put the food in your mouth. They can't meal prep it for you. They can kind of give you the roadmap, but like you have to drive the car to get there. And I think a lot of times when people fail at it, they think, oh, it's because the program didn't work for me. But like, if you really objectively look at it, like, did you actually execute on your protocols? And 9 times out of 10, like that's really where the fall is. And it's kind of being honest with yourself. And like, same with the deficit, like, are you in a true deficit if you're, you know, having the licks and bites, the things that you're not tracking, or on the weekends you're going out to eat and having an extra drink or two? Like, that's all the doing. Like, you can say all you want that I hit my macros perfectly, but if you're not actually doing it, like, you're just lying to yourself.
Yeah. And I think the reason why that part and why I even wrote this down, because like I said, I'm not going to put the person on blast, but a lot of this presentation I was like not really clued into because I felt like I knew a lot of what he was talking about and I didn't necessarily feel like I needed to take notes on his suggestions for certain content for posts and things like that. So at some points I was kind of tuning it out. And then for whatever reason, he said that thing about the willpower versus the do power. And one of the reasons why it really caught me, and Sam probably has a little more insight into this just because she's on our back end side of things. And I talk to her and Claire often about what does the client that we love bringing into this community, how does she think? Where does she shop? What does she look like? All of those things, because they are very intentional. I've actually realized how much that has shifted in the last year. And all of you guys, every person on this call right now has shown me that. And that's because I am so much more passionate about working with the person who takes ownership of the doing. Like the way Amanda stepped up and recognized that she knew the answer to the thing that was blocking her from getting to where she wanted to go, right? She had the solution already, and she didn't necessarily need me to tell her that, but I was able to facilitate the conversation to at least give her the space to be able to be like, hey, you know what? I have this pattern. I recognize this pattern about myself. I'm relying a lot on motivation. I need to pull the discipline back in. What better way for me to pull the discipline back in than to literally go back to the action steps that worked so well for me literally 30 days ago? And I love that because I know that in the long run, I want to work with that kind of person because that's the woman that will be so successful. And that's actually the woman that will be so successful in everything she does, not just fitness and nutrition, but taking ownership of so many other aspects of your life. Those skills apply to your job, your relationships, your friendships, all of it. Anybody else have other thoughts? Carly, you turn your camera back on. So I'm not sure if you wanted to throw something back in or if you were just eating.
I was just eating. So I felt bad.
No, it's all good.
Chomping away.
Totally fine.
But no, I will comment. I mean, I think everything that Sam said was like spot on. And like, you know, it's one of those things where like willpower versus do power. Like for my experience, I think of like all the past times I've tried to do like a quick fix of like trying to get me to like hit my like nutrition goals, like my like physique goals. And it's like, well, nothing's ever worked because I feel like I was never doing things in a way that like my body responded to until I joined the program. And then just, you know, I started losing the weight and seeing the changes. And so it's just interesting to kind of see it that way. Cause like, I feel like before I had that willpower, but truly since I started working with this community and like with you, like I'm actually doing the work. And that's the first time I've like really have seen myself like put in that much hard work into seeing the results of it. So like,
yeah,
what you just said is pretty.
That's awesome. And I will echo that by what we were saying when we first jumped on the call and I mentioned your friend in that, you know, you were like, thank you. And you can thank me because I gave you the blueprint, but you should thank yourself because you guys are the ones that wake up every morning and decide. You like, I'll throw myself under the bus on this one super fast because I'm really guilty of this. I can preach up and down, do this, do this, do this, do this, but I'm also the first person who just won't do it. And sometimes it's like this mindset of like, oh, I should be the sacrificial martyr type person, the same way that a lot of you guys feel like as a mom, you should handle this for your child before you do something else. And it's a slippery slope, right? Because we think that we're being these like amazing people and we're serving all these people and we're helpful and all these things. And that makes you feel good, which is why you do it. But then you could wake up one day and look in the mirror and be like, how did I let this happen? And I've said that to myself so many times. The difference is at this point in my journey, I know what happened. And so I can take ownership of that. And I don't express frustration when I'm like, you know what, this dress or like these pants are a little uncomfortable on me. And I also know how to flip the switch and be like, okay, just dial in on the basics. You didn't hit your protein goal today. What are you going to do tomorrow? But I think that's really hard for a lot of people. And I think it's really hard because what we said about the external, right? It's like all this other stuff comes up. And even more so with this mentality of like putting other people first, then you tell yourself this story and you really start to justify those behaviors that got you to the position right now that you really don't like. And that is something I've been thinking a lot about too, because I've noticed, and on days like today where I talk to a lot of you guys and do a bunch of benchmarks in a row, it's really easy for me to see the themes of what kind of gets in everybody's way. And something that I've noticed for myself especially, but for more than half of you guys, is a lot of us don't have a food issue. It's not that we don't understand what to eat. It's not that we don't understand what is going to make us get the results we want, especially if you've been educating yourself for a while, even before being in this program. Like, I don't have a single person in here who didn't know that protein was important. Like, we can all agree on that, right? Like, you knew that coming into this program. That wasn't something, maybe I've harped on it like a lot, and that's resonated with you guys. But at the same time, I don't think I had to teach you that. But what I do notice that most of us, and myself included, so like I said, I'm taking, like, throwing myself under the bus hardcore on this one. It's a, I'm not eating, or I'm not eating the right things because I have a people pleasing and time management problem. And when you put it that way, it stings because it really, like, gets into your ego and, like, the shit that's, like, hard, right? But objectively, like, Katie, you're smiling. You could probably relate to this, right? How many times have Katie and I had the conversation about even just at school, like, a kid comes in and it's technically Katie's lunch break. She can't be like, oh, I have to eat and not take care of the kid with the bloody nose. But, like, realistically, isn't that the pattern for you that keeps showing up?
Yeah.
It's not really about the food choices.
No, I think, you know, having, you know, been in this program for like 2 years now, right? Like, I think when I first started, like, this whole conversation, I've been, you know, sort of have so many thoughts, but, like,
yeah,
when I first started, I think it was a lot about, I think, kind of all of us, right? We all want to lose weight. We all want to, like, look better, feel better. But I think we're always results driven, right? So, like, we want to see it, like, right away. And when it's not happening right away, we're all also perfectionists in this group, right? Like, mm-hmm. upset. And then you start to try to find the, and that's where, like, yeah, you know, in the last 2 weeks, like, my life has been a little crazy, right? I can use that as every excuse, but at the same time, what's going to be different between that and, like, the next week, right? Something is always going to come up. So, like, you have to learn to navigate that. So for me, it's become so much more about the biofeedback, like, than anything else. Like, just, you know, we've had these conversations, like, just the health in general. And, you know, I think I've gotten myself away from that disappointment of, oh, well, the scale didn't really budge, but, like, my A1C went down. So, like, you know,
yeah,
who cares? You know, like, yeah, like, things like that. So I do think it's, you know, it's, we all, and that's what I love about this community too, is, like, you know, you do, like, you're right. We are in the, like, we are very supported. We, you know, it's a free space. We can say whatever we want, but then, yeah, the doing part is going to always come back on you. So if you're not, you know, willing to put the time into that, then really you're not willing to put the time into yourself. And then that's
no. And when you say it like that, that's like the mic drop, right? Like, when somebody, and that's some of the toughest parts about coaching, because it's like this balancing, this art, honestly, of figuring out what you guys are motivated by and what you really want, is this really awkward, like, polarity between pain and the pleasure of you getting the results. Most of us start with the pain, and that's why we sign up for whatever the thing is. And this, again, doesn't have to be nutrition related, but this is a really obvious one because it's why we're here. We're uncomfortable enough. And, like, finally something happens where you're just like, I'm so uncomfortable, I'm going to go make this change, right? That's why every one of you tried 6 different things in the months before coming into this program. And then you were just like, I had it, can't do it anymore. Sam talked about that when she came onto the podcast. We're going to get Katie to come onto the podcast next because she messaged me such a good testimonial the other day. So I nominated her, and Sam nominated her already too. But we'll have Carly on the show. Everyone's going to come on the show. But seriously though, it's this art of trying to recognize, based on you as the member of our community and myself as the coach, or anybody on our coaching staff, to help you walk through this process of recognizing that, like, you do need to take ownership over it, but also helping you see the times when, like, I need to turn on my, like, bad cop a little bit, right? Like, I really try really hard to hold space for you guys and acknowledge that stuff is happening in your life. However, it can be a detriment if I'm too understood. So there's every once in a while where, for some of you, and I had a conversation on this today, I had one of the members of this community, I told her, I recorded a Loom video, and I was like, listen, you only been with me for, like, a few months. So it was the first time I kind of like switched my tone and dropped the hammer a little bit. And I was like, I need you to be super objective with your results right now because you're not happy with what you see on the scale. But if I go back and I pull up all your Loom videos and I pull up all your Everfit charts for the last 6 weeks in a row, we're not going to like what we see. And we're not going to like what we see because it's very apparent and we don't have to have feelings towards this. It's just the facts that you did not hit your macros 5 out of the 7 days every single week. And what happens when we don't hit our macros 5 out of the 7 days? We're not going to get the results, right? And it's, yeah, Sam said thumbs down. It's not good. It's just truth. It's like, we don't have to label it as good versus bad other than to recognize that we know that that's the thing. Like Katie's saying, life is going to continue to happen, but for how long can you say that life is going to continue to happen? However, and this is where this gets really complicated for most people. There's the emotional side to all of what I'm saying. I could say everything I just said. You guys could nod your heads. You could be like, yep, that's a kind of a clinical approach. It's true. She's right. It's objective. It's whatever word you want to use. But then there's the moments when the life is happening and you're like, this sucks. And the only thing that's going to make me feel better is for me to just not worry about what I'm making for dinner tonight, is for me to say, screw it, and not track the rest of my macros, to not worry about hitting my protein goal, to say, hey, I want some comfort food. Like I want to have some ice cream because that sounds really good. And that takes years of work to try to undo and is not something that is going to actually happen overnight. But we are doing ourselves a disservice if we don't acknowledge that that stuff is going to happen. Like we can't pretend that it's not there. And I'd be curious what you guys think about this, because I think a lot of people try so hard from being type A and from wanting to have a sense of control that you want someone to like hand you the list of the things to do. And that's why you probably like tracking your food and you like having the structure of hitting your macros every day. But then you get really hard on yourself when you're not able to do it because you lose a family member, something happens at work, you can't get into the gym, you have an injury, you start beating yourself up. I mean, I think every single person on this call has probably been there at some point. So what do you guys think about that? What do you think about the emotional aspect, the impact that emotions have on your ability to focus on the do power?
I can definitely speak to this because Krista actually checked in on me like
last week.
Yeah. So I feel like since the year I've been here, I've been pretty good with my biofeedbacks and submitting things, and especially the weekly feedback. But not this past weekend, but the week prior, like there was just a lot of traveling on my part and there was a lot of events and just different things. And it went from like one day to not tracking to 2 days to not tracking. And then I just didn't even submit my weekly form. And I was just like, so mentally just like, I just can't think about this right now. Like I just didn't have the headspace for it. So I appreciate you reaching out and being like, hey, but I think that kind of is interesting in tying back with like time management, but then even like the do power. Cause it's like, you know what, if you need to break from tracking, I've heard you say like, that's okay. But like, you need to make sure like, you know, when you come back, like definitely go to like hit those macros like spot on. So like yesterday and today, I did just that. So it's like, okay, I had my break and that's okay. But like,
good.
Do power, like make sure like you actually like follow through with that. After you have your break, like awesome, you had your break, but like then hop right back into it. So it's just funny because I feel like I grew that.
Sure. And it's like life, because life is happening and we're acknowledging that. And like we said in the life transition call last week, it's going to happen every single one of you. It's also the reason why I have the minimum requirement of being in the program. It's the reason why I'm increasing the months, because I want to be upfront on our end that because this isn't the quick fix and because your life is always happening, that it's going to be to your benefit to have our team in your corner for those events going on. And we know they're going to go on. So we can't kick the can down the road, much like Katie was saying, that stuff's always going to happen and we're going to be able to navigate it. And I'll actually give Katie another compliment here because she messaged me, I think it was almost 2 weeks ago now, but I feel like Katie always has a lot of family stuff going on and it's life, right? Like you have had a lot of family stuff. Like last summer we were joking, but it was like everything happening in a row. And then I feel like in the last 2 weeks, you kind of had the same thing go on where other members of your family needed you to help and step in and take care of them. But Katie, tell everybody what you messaged me I think it was maybe like two Sundays ago, because you were letting me know you were going to skip your check-in. But then what did you tell me about like reflecting on where you were right now and like what you were going to do?
Was it when I did my check-in anyway? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'll pull it up and read what you said because it was really good, but keep talking.
Yeah. So we had, again, a lot of family stuff, a lot of things going on. It was like back to back. Khan just echoed when he was like, I feel like you had a lot of stuff. He's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to do my check-in because I really didn't feel like I had anything to say. And then I was like, you know what? This is like the only thing I can control and like the only place that I can like be honest with myself, because that's important for me. So like I did, you know, and I think it just gives you, that's the one thing that this program I think is so unique, is that it's, you come in with this like all or nothing mentality, but you get us to like not have that more. Cause it's like even the bare minimum, you know, it's like, okay, you don't want to track. Pay attention to protein. Okay. Like that's something I can control. That's something I can do even when I'm having like, you know, the worst week or something like that. But I don't know. I just think there's certain things that you have to really prioritize yourself. And I don't know, maybe that's just me in my mid 40s, like learning, but like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a time and place that, you know, you have other people's needs are in front of yours, but if you're not taking, it's like the old adage, if you're not taking care of yourself, like you're no good to anybody else. So,
yeah. And hey, who cares if you learn that in your 40s, right? Like it doesn't matter when you learn it. It would be nice if we learned it sooner. And that's the other cool part that I love about all of you guys. Like people tell me a lot that I like have, like, I don't come across like my age. And I think I've had a lot of life events happen that certainly have contributed to that. But I also actually think it's because I learn a lot from most of you in here that are older than me. And it's so interesting because I find in conversations that I have with other people, even this weekend, so many people said to me, they're like, why do you know just like so many things about so many different random topics? And if you think about it, I get to talk to all of you on an individual basis very regularly. You guys all have different life experiences. None of you are the same exact age. I learn about your careers, your families. Like I would have never known as much as I do about nursing, but I have 5 clients who are nurses. So like now I know a lot, to the point where yesterday when I got off the plane, if you guys didn't watch this part on my Instagram stories, but I went up to the doctor who was helping the woman that had the really low blood pressure and she fainted and everything, that we had to ground the plane and it was scary. But I said to the guy, I'm like, what happened? Cause I was sitting right there. So I wanted to know. And he's like, you know a lot about this stuff. He's like, are you going to go to nursing school? And I said, no. And he was like, you should. And I said, my job is to prevent what happened to that woman today. Like I work with my clients so that they don't wind up like that woman at 82 years old. And I don't know her whole history, but I do know that there were things she could have done so that that wasn't her reality, that she looked like she probably had barely exercised. And she honestly looked a lot older than she actually was, which was a testament to why what was happening to her. And the fact that she honestly panicked, like that's what really contributed to why she started to not feel well. And she thought she was having a heart attack, but really what was happening was her anxiety was so high and she couldn't calm herself down. Then her blood pressure dropped significantly because of the blood pressure medication that she took right before she got on the plane. And the doctor had said to me that was a bad idea. And Katie's agreeing that that was probably a terrible idea. But like, I knew that because I have people like Katie that I have conversations with, people like Erin that I referenced on last week's call. So it's really cool. Like it's a really cool place to kind of be. And it doesn't matter if you learn that in your 40s, because let's use that same woman as an example. Imagine if she had learned some of this in her 60s, maybe what happened yesterday wouldn't have happened. And not to mention, I was just like, I felt so bad for her because she was so embarrassed. Like I would be embarrassed if something like that happened to me. Like she literally grounded a plane because of what was going on with her health. Like I had so much secondhand embarrassment for her. And then the poor woman literally got off the plane in Ohio. I don't even know I think she was from New Jersey, but she was alone. Her family wasn't even with her. So imagine being the family member on the end of that phone call from a random hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio. I had never even been to Cincinnati. It was my first time in Ohio. It wasn't the same as getting off the plane, but like, that's so scary. That's so scary for her family member. Like if I was her daughter, I would be like so panicked and I'd be like, oh my God, I have to get to Ohio as fast as. So it doesn't matter when you learn it. That's why I'm bringing that up, Katie. And I think it's important. And Amanda, it sounded like you wanted to jump in and share something.
I just think, I've always done better in a group community, whether it was the Lyft or Weight Watchers or whatever. And so I've always liked accountability, and that's what the check-in and the tracking and everything does to that. And also sometimes I look at my things and if I'm like today, I looked and I was like, well, I've eaten too much my protein. Now my carbs and fats are in the negatives and it's already gotten into my mouth. I have to own it. I have to track it and own it. And cheating is just cheating yourself by so not true. Counting your BLTs.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. But what's cool is, and what I appreciate for all of you here is like, one, Amanda acknowledged like she's just like cheating herself if she doesn't acknowledge it. But at the same time, I think it's fantastic that you're willing to bring this up inside of this group, because there could be somebody who's really new to this program and they need to hear that. And it's so much better coming from you. Or even when I turn these episodes into podcasts, I have to tell you guys, people love hearing you because they are the most listened to episodes I've noticed in the last few months as I've started to share more of these. And I truthfully think that's because they appreciate what I'm saying. But as the person who's already labeled the expert, it sometimes will like, oh yeah, well, of course, like the person who runs the program is biased and is going to say this and promote it and whatever. But then they hear it from you. And they also hear that you're also a mom, that you're also a teacher, that you have the same struggles. And they're like, oh, this is why I can actually do this too. And this is why this is proof that I can actually be successful. That's why Carly's friend wanted to talk about the program and literally said it was amazing that she brought this up to me, because I was like, that's so good. Carly doesn't see her friend a lot. So there's been like 4 to 5 months time sometimes in between them connecting like physically in person. And that's what she said to me actually allowed her to notice just how dramatically her body changed, because every 2 to 3 months that she's seen her, she sees an even bigger difference than the first time. And I threw Carly under the bus for a second because Carly doesn't like to take progress pictures. So I wanted to make sure that Carly heard that, because I literally told Carly's friend, I was like, Carly refused to take her progress pics when we first got started. So you have no idea, like she had no idea how big of a compliment that was to you, because a lot of us had those conversations about, we don't want to take our pics, or we're not seeing the changes because we see ourselves every single day in the mirror. It's hard to kind of recognize that. So that the relatability factor, I think to Amanda's point of like that group component, it's not just the accountability piece, but it's also the, like you find the connection, and that's why you have so much willpower and like hope after a conversation like this, because it's like, this person felt that way and that person felt that way and I felt that way. So we're all in it together. Well, my parting message to you on this topic is to just really question that willpower versus do power. Notice when you need to rely more on the do power. Remember that the cool part about you choosing to be here, and you chose it. So that's the key. Like, pat yourself on the back for choosing to be here. Pat yourself on the back for showing up to these calls. Pat yourself on the back for listening to the replays when you can't make it, for choosing what may seem like the harder thing on the nights when you really don't want to cook a meal, or when you take ownership for maybe your hamburger kind of throwing off your macros, right, Amanda? You made those choices, but you all own those choices. And that part of it is going to help you get to where you want to go. More importantly, it's going to keep you there, because the life stuff's going to keep happening. And we're going to constantly have to question that willpower versus the do power, but really just ask yourself, like on the days, like the example Carly gave earlier was great on this, of like needing to take a little break. On the days when you feel like you need to take a little break, be honest with how long that break is going to be and what you need to do to flip that switch, to turn the willpower back into the do power, so that we don't get stuck in between the two for too long. Cool. All right, guys. Well, I know a lot of you have calls with me this week, so I will talk to most of you in the next couple of days if I didn't already talk to you today. If you're not due for a call, I will have a check-in back to you in the next 24 hours. And that's everything. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Krista. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You too. Bye.